Tom, pull my finger. Holy sh! You actually did that? I thought a Super Bowl champion would have been way smarter than that. Ha! Idiot.
All right, welcome back in, Detroit Lions fans, to the second podcast of Mac and T's Detroit Lions Pod. I'm Mac, and with me is voluptuous T's. T's, you want to say hey?
Hey, T's.
You said hey, T's. You're T's.
I'm not T's.
Yeah, I'm Mac, you're T's.
No.
Yeah, so that's how it happens. Anyways, we'll just kick it right off with... right at the top, news, if we haven't heard it. Connor Cook was released, and we brought in, get this, David Fales is the guy's name. I think he's going to be a camp body. Honestly, I'm still big on Tom Savage. I don't think he's a Stafford by any means, but the way our offense is going to be designed, he should be able, if Stafford were to go down, he should be able to do the longer throws that they need to open, and he should be able to hand the ball off to Kerryon Johnson, because we're going to be predominantly running. Also, he's a veteran quarterback, and he can target the tight ends that we have going on with the four. Yeah, it's four now, because as of this morning, Michael Roberts is going to New England for a 7th-round pick in the 2020 draft, coming to the Lions. So, Mike Rob, I think... I actually called that a couple weeks ago when they were asking on Facebook. They had asked which tight end are you most excited to see, and I went with a not-so-obvious answer in Logan Thomas, because he's a quarterback-turn tight end, so he can learn the offenses, and if a dire circumstance were to ever come up, you could maybe have him throw the ball, or even have a trick play and have him throw the ball. But someone asked me about Michael Robertson. I said he's probably going to get traded to New England, jokingly. And he did. I even put here in my notes as of yesterday, before we found out, I was doing the way too early depth chart that we promised, and I'll get into that a little bit later in one of the next segments. But I even put by Rob as my part of the depth chart, because I had him keeping 4 of the tight ends, and Michael Roberts was not one of them. In other news, real quick, we're not going to be on Hard Knocks. Remember me telling you that, Tease?
Right.
So the Raiders are going to be on it, and I know you're kind of a fan of the Raiders. You don't really oppose them at all. To where we have HBO. I like HBO, and I paid for it. So we're going to watch it and see Chucky go off super aggro and his face turn red. Watch that general manager and owner. The owner looks like he's got a haircut from, like, someone put a salad bowl on his head and just cut around it. It's bad. And then also, we signed Jermaine Kearse. He's a former Seahawk coming up to us from the Jets, but he played 5 years under Darrell Bevell, our new offensive coordinator's offense. So he should be pretty versed in the offense and play pretty decent. It also gives us another wide receiver. If Kenny or Marv were to have any aggravations or injury problems, we have another solid receiver. I'm excited about that. Anyways, I wanted to touch base because everyone follows the main rookies, and I have the UDFAs that are still on our team as of right now. The ones that I was excited about, the ones I like. So currently still on our 90-man roster, we got Ray Smith, the D-tackle out of Boston College. He played with Will Harris, our 3rd-round pick. Then we also got John Duhart. I don't know if anyone's heard it or they put it out on the other podcast. He was the 2nd receiver in Old Dominion with Travis Fulgham. So you have both Old Dominion wide receivers, and they both look to be Kenny Marvin-esque, to where I really kind of like those picks, and I hope both of them make it. Malik Carney, he's still there. He's the defensive end / linebacker out of North Carolina. He's the spin move guy I was showing you last night. He just spins like crazy, and I don't know how he stays upright when he spins like that. It's so fast, I'd fall over, but that just shows he's an athlete. We still got Ryan Pope, the offensive tackle out of San Diego State. I believe he's probably going to stay on the team because they paid him so much money as an undrafted free agent. Bo Benshawl, look at this one, hun. So that is pronounced Benshawl, or Benshawl. There it is, Benshawl. He's the guard out of Wisconsin. He's the one that looks like a giant thumb. And then my man, I hope he makes it. He's the dark horse, Tom Kennedy, the wide receiver out of Bryant. Also, the one is the Major League Lacrosse player. He was drafted by the Boston Cannons, 26th overall in the third round. And I was watching those highlights as well, and what they had to say about him was he was the fastest player they came across on the lacrosse field all season. To where he's got some crazy breakaway speed, and he has a really good awareness that I was looking at it and I was pointing out to Tease. But if you go back and you watch his, he has a knack for staying just out of arm's reach of those people. I also put the numbers down for everybody. I'll just go through the new additions to our team in the draft and free agency. Just so everyone knows, TJ Hawkinson's going to be wearing number 88, Charlie Sanders' old number. Historic tight end for Detroit. Travis Fulgham's going to be wearing number 84. Austin Bryant's going to be repping Ziggy's old number of 94. Looks like Ty Johnson, the running back out of Maryland, is going to be number 38. Will Harris is going to be number 43. Jelani Tavai, number 51. Isaac Nada, the tight end out of Georgia, is going to be number 89. And then, babe, this is one that I always laugh at. Cadence is getting her words in, and it's hilarious. Is everyone calls him AO. People have a large problem with it, so I'm gonna help you pronounce it, and then you can always remember it, because there's one podcast I listen to that they call him a Rue all the time, and his name is pronounced Amani Oruwariye, and he is the cornerback out of Penn State. He's gonna be wearing number 46, so it's Amani Oruwariye. Yeah, you got that right. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and hit a break real fast, get the baby settled because she's giving her 2 cents and spitting at us. And then when we come back, we're going to go ahead and go into our way too early record prediction. I'm going to bounce mine off a tease and we'll see where we're at. You guys can chime in at any point in time on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can hit us up on Facebook at Mac and Tease. Or on Twitter, our at Tease Mac, or our Instagram handle, which is Mac and Tease 1, and it's MACK, the letter N, and Tease, TEEZ 1. And if you're looking at Facebook, it's Mac and Tease spelled the same way with the N. But yeah, you can hit us up with any questions or anything. We'll go ahead and take a break here, and we'll see you guys on the other side. All right, welcome back in. We're going to get started with segment number 2. And before I do that, I want to go ahead and say we forgot one little part that I wanted to go ahead and let everyone know so they know where we stand and they can get to know us and be part of our pride and family. So I wanted to, I asked Tease today to go ahead and make her list of her favorite veteran, her favorite free agent, and her favorite rookie coming into this year. And Tease, what did you go ahead and put for your answers?
So we got Diggs as my favorite vet, Flowers as my favorite free agent, and Hawkinson as my rookie.
Yeah, you like Hawk. He's the obvious choice. A lot of people really like Hawk. I don't have any problems with Hawk, but like people heard me say on the original podcast is the financials of it. I think they could have got more bang for their buck. They don't need to get more bang for their buck, but they also, we shall see. I think Hawk will tear it up, but I thought we had a chance to go from great defense to scary defense if we added one more of those pass rushers or linebackers. But then we did get Jelani Tavai, and I think that boy has promise. The Hawaiian hammer. Yeah, Cadence loves him. So anyways, we're going to go ahead. Oh, I guess I should answer that. For me, my favorite vet would probably have to... Kenny Golladay. He's not... I guess he's not exactly a vet because he's only been there for like 4 years. He's still in his first contract, I believe. So if I go with an actual vet, I'll go with Mule. Dom Muehlbach. No, wait. I want to go with Matt Prater. I love Matt Prater. I watched him kick his career long on the Broncos when he was for the Broncos. He still holds the world or the NFL record 64-yard field goal. He got it at Mile High, which the altitude and the thinner air makes it a little bit easier to where you can kick further, but that's a boot, and he's still got it. He's looking fit, too. I like him for my vet, Matt Prater, the original Matty P on the Lions before Matt Patricia came in. Favorite free agent. Ooh. I have to say, since you went ahead with Flowers, because Flowers is also the obvious choice, he's going to tear it up and he will help our linebackers be more free because he's going to be taken. The responsibility is way better than Ziggy did because he's always been hurt. And he's off to Seattle now. But, yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and go with Justin Coleman because he's a great slot corner and he also frees up with all the versatility and mobility of all of these people that we signed and we still have in Tracy Walker, Quandre Diggs, Justin Coleman now. You have a lot of versatility to where they can play a lot of different parts and they can cover a lot of different parts and they understand where people are supposed to be. So it's going to be a lot of the nonverbal parts that actually play a big part in our defense. And I think our defense is going to mesh really well because we have a lot of different guys that can play those different positions. So yeah, I'll go with Justin Coleman for my favorite free agent and my favorite rookie. I do love Jelani Tavai. I'm excited to see what he's going to do. But I'm going to go with Travis Fulgham, the receiver out of Old Dominion. He looks a lot like Kenny to where he knows how to high point the ball. Doesn't have the greatest speed, but he's good. And I'm excited to watch that kid. I hope he gets a lot of reps this season when he's rotating through. Hopefully nobody, touch wood, gets hurt to where he has to come in for them, but rotate, get some points for everybody. So I'll quick fire off of you, and then I'll give my reasoning, and you can give your reasoning. Tease. Yeah. We'll go ahead and get into this way too early. I'm going to add the disclaimer that this is if our team stays healthy and plays like we all know they should play this year on paper. So, the way I see it, we start week one at Arizona against the Cardinals. I, for one, have this as a win. What about you, Tease?
Win.
What was, your reasoning behind it specifically? If you had any, or you just, wanted to, no, you're perfectly fine. Your reasoning, there's always different reasonings. It could be as simple as I don't think the Cardinals changed enough about their team. They only won 3 games last season. They had the first round draft pick. You think they're going to fix it right there?
Prediction 24-14.
So this is according to what? 24/7 Sports. They got us winning it. I got us winning it mainly because they have a rookie quarterback. They haven't fixed enough about their offensive line that was dreadful. And Patrick Peterson, their number one cornerback, is going to be suspended for PEDs for the first 4 games. So he's not going to be there. That's why I got that as the win. Then we'll move on. We host. Ooh, get it. So, if we move into week 2, it's our home opener against the Los Angeles Chargers. Philip Rivers comes into Ford Field. What do you have, Tease, for their your prediction?
Lose.
You have them losing. That's the safe pick, and a lot of people would guess that. I personally think we'll win this because it's our home opener, home field advantage. We're playing the Chargers. The Chargers always have this knack for losing games, one, that they shouldn't, and two, just randomly losing games. But I don't think they're going to come into our field and beat us, especially because Matt Patricia seems to really have a knack for scheming up a defense that frustrates really good teams. And we have a better defense than we... Double. Two times better defense than we have last year. So I got it as a win. So you keep counting yours as we go. You have us at 1-1. I have us starting at 2-0. The baby doesn't seem to like your loss. No big deal there.
Okay, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep, at the Eagles in Philadelphia. I chalk that up as a loss just because that's a good team. They're still really almost the same team they went to the Super Bowl with.
Yeah, but it's a loss.
Yeah, so we won't stay too long on that one. Then we're going home versus Kansas City. I have this as a win because I know for a fact just watching that playoff game where the Patriots defense kept down Patrick Mahomes and everything, they frustrated him hard to where I know Matt Patricia is going to be able to do the same thing, and we're hosting him. That's the one really favorable thing is besides the Eagles this year, it looks like a lot of the best teams that we play are going to be in Ford Field. Because when I just fly over it, I look and I see, besides the Eagles, we host the Chargers. They're one of the better teams on our schedule. The Chiefs are the best team that we play this year. Then the Cowboys are still pretty good to where we host all of them. Ooh, we do have to go to Denver this year. They're a decent team, but we'll just we'll keep moving. So we have it as you chalked it up as a win as well, I see. Ooh. Give me a kiss. Mwah. So, you currently have us at 2-2. I have us starting at 4-0. Or no, 4-1. Or 3-1. Jeez. Oof. I got us losing to the Eagles and then winning Arizona Chargers and the Chiefs going into our bye week. So, 3-1 start. That's good.
Bye-bye.
Then we're going over to Green Bay.
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football. Green Bay at Lambeau Field. I chalk this up as a win until Green Bay proves me wrong because we beat them 4 times out of the last 4 times we played them. To where the Lions losing to Green Bay in Lambeau is not really something that I think is going to happen.
I have it as a loss.
You have it as a loss? Okay, yeah. Normally, I like to split whenever we go to our rivals' field. I normally put that as a loss to be safe, but because the Packers haven't been able to beat us in 4 games straight, I'm going to go ahead and have us chalk up a win in Lambeau. Then we go ahead and we host the Minnesota Vikings. What'd you get us at?
I got us at a win.
Hey-oh, so did I. You guys will probably notice I'm ruthlessly optimistic, but I also have facts that can support on paper. We should be able to do this season, guys. So if we move right on past that, I got us at 5-1 going into week 8. You got us at 4-2.
1, 2, 3.
3-3.
3-3? Yeah,
because
you have a bye week.
Oh, yep. So you got us at 3-3. I got us at 5-1. The baby does not like your 3-3. Tell her, Cadence. So anyways, we move into hosting the Giants. That is just a great garbage fire, and I don't even know who's going to be the starting quarterback for them by that time. So
they have us winning pretty good.
Yeah. So 24/7 Sports has us winning 33-13. I'm glad they support that to where that moves us to 6-1 on mine. Then we have to go into the black hole. That always just sounds so rotten and naughty to me when I say the black hole.
Are the Raiders winning?
They do. What a terrible, terrible website. I think it's going to be hilarious because one thing I oh, I want to put this out there. I want to hear what the fans think, but this will make me laugh hard. And tell me, even though you like the Raiders, that this wouldn't make you laugh. If because they're the Hard Knocks representatives this year, they have to go on Hard Knocks and everything. Mm-hmm. And this is their last year in Oakland. They're moving to Las Vegas next year. I thought it would be freaking hilarious if this year they lost every single home game in the black hole as a send-off to where even the fans turn on them, because those guys are crazy mean to each other. Anyways, I don't believe that. I have us winning in Oakland. Easy.
Chicago Bears.
We go to the Bears.
Yeah, because it'll lose you that.
So, moving on to week 10, we go out there to Chicago. I, like I said, I'm following the rule right now of in Soldier Field. At the Bears, I gave them the win, the Bears, to where that puts the second loss for my Lions to where I'm currently standing at a nice 7-2. Where are you at once we reach the Bears?
6 wins and 3 losses.
6-3, and I'm 7-2. All right, then we host the Cowboys. That one... So I have either this, I'm going to go straight into, we host the Cowboys and then we go to Washington. And this is where a lot of loyal fans who have been watching for the last couple of years can tell you that somewhere right in there, they're going to lose one of those games. I have them losing against the Cowboys and then going to Washington. But I believe if they win one, they'll lose the other, or vice versa. So I have it as a loss to the Cowboys because they're a better team. And then winning at Washington. You know what? No. I think we'll beat the Cowgirls and the Redskins this year. I'm chalking that up as a win. I don't like the Cowgirls at all, and I don't think they're going to come into Ford Field and beat us. So, move that to a win. We're going to go to week 13. We host the Bears. Oh, no, wait.
The Redskins. Oh, wait. We're on 12.
Yeah. Oh, look, they have us predicting beating the Redskins. Hey-o! Nice. I have us beating the Redskins. So that moves us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 wins. 2 losses.
We're 9-2.
Thanksgiving game. We're not losing it.
Nope.
We're beating them. We're beating the Bears. Don't worry, Cadence. Calm down. We're beating those Bears. At that point in time, we'll go into Minnesota. I have us as a loss as well there, because we are at Minnesota for that one, and their defense is good enough they might be able to pull off a win against their, or at home.
One of the toughest environments.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
It's a little rough. So then we go into weeks 15, 16, and 17. We host the Buccaneers. They're dumpster fire hard. We win that easy. Then we go to Denver. I have to, and I don't care what anyone says. We're going to win that.
Oh, they have such a terrible prediction.
They have such a right. They have the Broncos 24, Lions 10. I will tell you, I follow the Broncos as well because my family. One thing I've been telling them is both of our teams are constructing themselves in the same exact form, to where the defense might be a little bit different, but they took Vic Fangio from the Bears defense, and now he's over at the Broncos, and they're looking to run two tight end sets, run the ball more often, and let their defense win the games, just like we are. I have it as a win, because I will probably make that game. I'm going to try my hardest. Tease is going to be there, and I'm going to have a bet with my brother beforehand. Whoever wins it has to wear the opposing team's jersey to that game. But that's in different news. I have us winning that, and then we host Green Bay. That's a closeout, and we're pushing for the playoffs and home field advantage, baby. Because with this, I only have us losing once at Minnesota, once at Chicago, and once in Philadelphia. The rest, I have us winning out. So that's, I have our record at 13-3 as we finish. What do they have us finishing on this 24/7 sports? You got us finishing 10-6. That's still playoff worthy. So we're going to go ahead and get into the next break and follow up with the final segment. All right, welcome back as we come into segment number 3. I do apologize if the tones and or the different segments are different volumes, just because there's movement around the house and we move around as we can record these segments. The freedom of Anchor, it's pretty nice, as you just heard. So I'm going to go ahead and get into my segment of the breakdown and what I think will be the way too early roster or depth chart prediction. I have it chalked up as a 23 defense, 27 offense, with your 3 special teamers to round out the 53. I have it broken up into defensive tackles 4, defensive ends 4, linebackers 5, cornerbacks 6, and DBs 4 to equal our 23. Then for the 27 on offense, I went with 2 quarterbacks, 4 running backs, 7 wide receivers, 4 tight ends, and 10 offensive linemen. I did 10 because there's 10 great prospects on our team to make nice depth, and there's 5 guys that play your offensive line. So if every single one of them got hurt, you have 5 backups. To where I like that idea. Hopefully it breaks down something like that. So I'm going to go, as I have it broke up, just how I read it to you, is the 4 defensive tackles, as I have them, would be, and also, bear in mind, this is a fan's perspective and what I would love to see. Some of these are lofty and hopeful, and some of these are realistic. We all know Deshaun Hand's going to make the starting lineup. Snacks Harrison's going to make the starting lineup. A'shaun Robinson. But I put P.J. Johnson as the 4th defensive tackle just because he's got the depth of backing up Snacks. Be a second nose guard for whenever Snacks needs to be out. But Akwara and Flowers and Hand are all changeable from that defensive tackle to the defensive end spot. And then we got Kennard and Austin Bryant that can play the jack, which is defensive end and linebacker. I also have Malik Kearney making the team because he represents, he's actually listed as a defensive end, but I see him playing him as linebacker because they list him as a linebacker on the team's roster currently, so I foresee him trying to get in the jack as well as playing some depth behind Akwara for the defensive end spot. For our linebackers, I went ahead and put our 5 that I think mainly the 4 that everyone knows should make it is Jared Davis, our starting middle linebacker, Jelani Tavai, the second draft pick or second round pick out of Hawaii University, should be on the field. Jones, who played last year as a starter, he should definitely be back out there. And then Devon Kennard as the jack linebacker and defensive end edge rusher. And then I went ahead and put Steve Longa back on there because he was making our team and on our depth chart until he suffered an injury last year. I think he's going to be able to do that again so he can add depth to that middle linebacker spot if you need a true middle while you have the guys doing edge rushing or coverage. And I can get into that later on when I have the scheme and the breakdown of how I think they'll present themselves. Just the mobility and versatility is pretty exciting stuff. But then I go into special teams, Martin Prater and the Mule, long snapper, kicker, and punter. Offense, I went with Stafford and Savage. As we covered in the first segment, Connor Cook is no longer there. I don't know anything about Fails. He looks young. I don't really, I'm not doubting him, but I think it's just more of a camp body so that they have someone to play the third team offense since they released Connor Cook.
And the last name Fails is pretty awesome.
Yeah, Fails is pretty hilarious as a name. I do like the memes they put out there because Jake Cutler, he was a big piece of crap, and they actually had him standing next to his backup quarterback, Fails, when he was in there, so it said Cutler Fails is the meme, for the longest. They didn't have to do anything for the meme. Just take a picture. Picture's worth a thousand words, and he failed hard. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and get into offensive side of the ball. I still, like I said, I like Tom Savage. I think he drives the ball, which when you have to have your backup, you want him to be able to drive it so he's not getting intercepted. Tight end passes or the long throws that Stafford also does. And when it comes to backup quarterbacks, I think Savage is one of the closest to arm strength to where you don't have to change your offense if Stafford were to go down. He could hold it up. He wouldn't carry your team. You probably wouldn't win a whole bunch, but you could run your offense successfully. And if our defense is as good as I think they will be, you could actually still win games with Tom Savage. Anyways, moving to the running backs, I got Kerryon, CJ, Zach Zenner. Love that guy. And then I rounded it out with, sorry, I don't think Theo, he's going to be a cap casualty or he's going to be traded. Like we see Mike Robb go today, I have Ty Johnson in there. Now, it could change. They could go less somewhere else and have Riddick and Ty Johnson. They could say goodbye to Ty Johnson. But I have Ty Johnson there in my depth chart. And I also won't take him off because you can't sell me on anything that sounds better than Johnson-Johnson backfield. Anyways, we'll move right into the receivers. I had Marvin, Galladay, Amendola, Curse as the obvious four. And then the three that I had rounded out, and this is just hopeful, so don't hold me on any of this, except Fulgham will probably make it. I had Duhart also making it because you can see chemistry if you watch the highlights of just Old Dominion. Those two play a lot alike, and they complement each other to where I'd like to keep them around. And then I hope Tom Kennedy makes it. The guy gave up Major League Lacrosse to chase his dream to come play with the Lions, and he's doing great stuff. He's got quickness. I like it. Move right into the tight ends. I got the Hawk, Jesse James, Isaac Nada, and Logan Thomas. And this is where I had that note by Rob. I wrote this yesterday, and I woke up this morning to see that something came to fruition way sooner than I thought it would have to. And they got a draft pick for it instead of having to just cut him. That's pretty solid. Then we'll go into the offensive line to end this offensive depth chart and round out the 53. Is I have two center guard combos. I just put center as Ragnow because that seems to be where he's going to be playing. Then I had Glasgow, Wiggins, Dahl, Abushi, and Benchowl as guards, along with Decker, Wagner, Crosby, and Pope. That actually sounds like a great offensive line with a lot of depth to where there's going to be constant competition and the best player is going to be playing. I'm excited about that. Oh, I don't even think I went into cornerbacks on defense. I just skipped right over them. Apologies for everybody. We'll go into the cornerbacks. I see Slay coming. Rashawn Melvin's going to be there. Justin Coleman, Amani Oruwariye, Jamal Agnew, and I got Mike Ford. I think they'll say goodbye to Tease Tabor. I do like the kid, and I wish the best for him, and I hope I'm wrong on that. But Mike Ford's been showing a lot, and he showed a lot in the last season. He's just been getting better to where he's not taking steps up and then steps back. And I think that he's going to end up making a push and pressing his name into that roster. And then the DBs, I got Diggs, Harris, Walker, and Adams. And we say goodbye to Tavon Wilson or put him on the practice squad. Because I got Adams and Walker. Adams backing up Walker. And then Harris backing up Diggs. Because Harris has that same ability that Diggs has to play that slot corner position. The speed to make it up. And I just feel like those two are closely matched in attributes and play style to where I think that's where he's going to end up. So yeah, that will end this segment. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Next time I'm going to get into probably either later tonight or early tomorrow. I'm going to get into the segment of breaking down some fantasy football. We are pretty big into fantasy football. We enjoy it. Tees plays it. She wins more often than not. But, yeah, I have a unorthodox way of going about this, and I'd love to share it with everybody. So, yeah, give us a like. Hit us up on any one of those social media platforms. You can hit us up on Facebook, Mac and Tees, M-A-C-K, the letter N-T-E-E-Z. Or you can hit us up at on Twitter at Tees Mac, T-E-E-Z. M-A-C-K, or on Instagram, MacNTs1. Go ahead and leave comments, questions, anything like that. Friend request us.
Let us know your predictions.
Yeah, hit us up with your guys' predictions. Anything you guys that could help us make this podcast better. Yeah, so we'll get out of here. We're going to go ahead and head to the store. It's still an early 5:47 p.m. here in Hawaii. We wish you guys the best and hope you guys keep following us. And we'll see you guys on the ether.